Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimolai strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamabe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jack Lamabe. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski scores. Stewart moves to third. Clinton moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Chuck Schilling. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Gardner now playing second base. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi bunts in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Early covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Jose Tartabull. Hal Kalstad now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Alozic now playing center field. John Wyatt now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Hal Kalstad. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.